In January, President Bush made headlines with the now famous Axis of Evil line in his State of the Union address. He has continued to refine his foreign policy views since then, and this past weekend, at graduation ceremonies at West Point, he outlined a new vision. The president said military leaders can no longer rely on threats of massive retaliation, but instead must strike looming enemies first. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the preemptive posture marks a new phase of U.S. isolationism.
The idea of preemptive strikes against terrorists has been gestating in the Bush administration for some time. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on television in February that you have to take the battle to the terrorists. Former Secretary of State George Shultz said in a speech last Wednesday that preemption with military force is now an operative idea with wide support. Preemption was presented as a full-blown doctrine in the president's commencement speech at West Point on Saturday. He said that containment and deterrence have become irrelevant and we must confront the worst threats before they emerge. Preemption, in fact, is not new. Israel launched a famous preemptive strike at the Baghdad nuclear reactor in 1981. President Kennedy considered a preemptive strike at Soviet missiles in Cuba in 1962. The American-led assault on the Taliban in Afghanistan was partly retaliatory, partly preemptive. Israel justifies its incursion into the West Bank, and India is threatened attack on Pakistan as meant to preempt terrorism. But preemption as a doctrine tends to isolate America in the international community. Determining the existence of a mass destruction threat is essentially something that America will do for itself. And a surprise attack by its nature does not lend itself to much advanced consultation with allies. Against terrorists without a territorial base, it's hard to see how military preemption can be applied. Terrorist plots generally have no known address. With advanced knowledge of the September 11th hijackings, where would the American military have launched its preemptive strike? The Bush preemption doctrine seems tailor-made for Iraq, with its known geography, known military potential, and known record of murderous designs. For intelligence analysts, it must be much more satisfying writing papers about Iraq than about the amorphous Al-Qaeda global conspiracy, which is probably why Mr. Bush keeps coming back to Iraq, his favorite bete noire. As the president talks of unbalanced dictators with weapons of mass destruction, the whole idea of the nation-state with sovereign borders is being eroded. America is playing offense now. This is Daniel Shore.